Welcome back, friends and neighbors. It's me, your nostalgic host, Jason Kirtman, all the way from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where the girls are pretty and the fellas are pretty spunky. You all know that I'm trying to bring back that nickel soda pop, and I'm not talking about an ice-cold carbonated beverage. I'm talking about the way of life we used to have and enjoy right here in the good old U.S. of A. It was when every town was a Mayberry. I remember as a child growing up living in several such towns, Kirkwood, Missouri, Swartz Creek, Michigan, Pacific, Missouri, and later Eldon, Missouri. Most folks don't know that the town of Eldon was the inspiration for Petticoat Junction, but that's all right. Small towns in America, I love them. We still have a lot of those small towns spread across the country, but it's just not the same as it used to be. Most of the time, folks don't even know who their neighbors are. They wouldn't think of stopping to help that driver pulled off the shoulder, and you can't blame them. It's just too dangerous these days. You know what we do still have, though? The stories, the music, and some of the people are still around from back then, too, to remind us how great it was and how great it can be again if we just follow the simple ways of living. Learn to love, learn to care, and learn to give. And above all, learn to tap your feet to the awesome music that's still around. What do you say we start tapping our feet right now as we get started right here on The Jason Kirtman Show?
People talking, trying to pick us up. Why won't they let us be? Bricks and stone may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to pick us up when they know that I love you so. So I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. I've been abused. And my heart, I've been abused. People talking, trying to pick us up. Yes, scandalizing my name. They'll say anything just to make me feel bad. Yes, anything to make me shame. Make me shame. Yes, I know.
Yes, I know it.
And you know it too. Don't you know it too?
That was Sticks and Stones by Ray Charles. Here's Ricky Nelson with Just a Little Too Much.
Sometimes I think I love. I'm gonna scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Well, sometimes I think you kiss me, oh, just a little too much. You drive me crazy, baby, with your magic touch. You make me feel so good when the moon is shining bright, with our lips together, and you squeeze so tight. Well, I went steady once before. Lord, I love the girl next door. She stepped out on me, she said, couldn't be true. I got over all of my dreams. Time went by so fast.
I'm gonna scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Yeah. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Here's Jackie Wilson, known as Mr. Excitement, with Talk That Talk.
You ought to see my baby walking down the avenue. Arm in arm with me, it's a beautiful sight to see. You ought to hear my loving baby whisper in my ear tender words she knows I love to hear. Man, you ought to see her walk that walk. Hear my baby when she talks that talk. My baby just walks that walk, talks that talk for me. Woo! Here she come now. Walk that walk. Come on, baby. Talk that talk. My baby just walks that walk, talks that talk. She sets my soul on fire whenever she talks that talk. She's so doggone fine when she tells me she's mine, mine. I want the world to see my baby. Maybe they will understand that she's my love. I'm her loving man. Man, watch her.
It all started as a joke when Zach Brown of Ohio asked for $10 on a crowdfunding website to finance his attempt at making potato salad. But it's turning into the world's biggest potato salad party. His appeal on Kickstarter to buy the ingredients attracted great attention and actually raised $55,000. That's right, $55,000, with which he plans, as promised, to throw a huge party. His plans for potato stock, as he calls the event, are to include vendors, potato sack races, and bands as well. Of course, also large quantities of potato salad. The Idaho Potato Commission and corporate sponsors have donated the ingredients for the potato salad.
Well, I'll be seated. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, before we start, I got two announcements I want to read off to you. The deacons wish that whoever keeps writing, "Meet me in the basement," on the back of the hymn books would cut it out, because everybody that goes down there tracks mud all over the church. Amen. And the deacons also wish that whoever keeps putting the frog in the baptismal pool would cut that out, because everybody's getting warts from it. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, preacher went a-hunting. 'Twas on a Sunday morning. Now, Coach was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one old measly hide. And then on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, that bear marched out in the middle of the road, and he waltzed to the preacher, you see. Well, the preacher, he got so excited, he clumb a persimmon tree. Well, the bear, he sat down upon the ground, and the preacher climbed out on a limb. He cast his eyes to the God in the skies, and these words he says to Ham. Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, oh, the good book do declare. Well, oh Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear.
Yeah!
Well, that preacher set up in that tree, some say that hit us all now. Along about daybreak, he says, oh Lord, if you don't help that bear, then you're gonna see one awful fight. Well, just as he said it, the limb let go and the preacher, he come floating down. Oh, it was a sight to see him just before he hit the ground. He struck old earth a-cutting right and left. He did put up a pretty good fight. Before he could do much, that bear grabbed him, squeezed him a little too tight. Well, the preacher, he lost his hunting knife, but the bear held on with a vim. So one more time he cast his eyes to the God in the skies, and these words he says to him. Oh, Lord, didn't you deliver Daniel from the lion's den? Also deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. Well, oh Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear.
That was Andy Griffith with The Preacher and the Bear. Now here's a special treat. This is Phil Harris with a song that I remember my great-grandpa Wall singing. The Crawdad Song.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, babe. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, got more crawdads than he can pack, honey, baby mine. That man fell down and busted his sack, honey. That man fell down and busted his sack, babe. That man fell down and busted his sack, just watch him crawdads back and back, honey, baby mine. I sell my crawdads three for a dime, honey. I sell my crawdads three for a dime, babe. I sell my crawdads three for a dime. Ain't no crawdads as good as mine, honey, baby mine. Now what did the duck say to the drake, honey? What did the duck say to the drake, babe? What did the duck say to the drake? Ain't no more crawdads in this lake, honey, baby mine. Oh, what did the possum say to the coon, honey? Now what did the possum say to the coon, babe? What did the possum say to the coon? Watch those crawdads with the light of the moon, honey, baby mine. Now what are you gonna do when the creek goes dry, honey? Oh, what are you gonna do when the creek goes dry, babe? What are you gonna do when the creek goes dry? Just sit and watch them crawdads die, honey, baby mine. Oh, what are you gonna do when you lose your pole, honey? Now what are you gonna do when you lose your pole, babe? What are you gonna do when you lose your pole? Just sit and look down that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, honey. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, babe. Get up, Kate, you slept too late. That crawdad man done passed your gate, honey, baby mine.
Here's Red Foley and Ernest Tubb with You're a Real Good Friend.
When I was broke and blue,
I gave advice to you.
Ah, you're a true blue friend. You helped me pay my rent.
I charge you 10%.
That's what I call a real good friend. When I was sick old scout, you took my girlfriend out.
On me you can depend.
Oh, what a pal you were.
I even married her.
You're a real good friend.
All the best, boy.
Here's a cigar or two.
That's mighty nice of you. You're a real good friend.
But don't stand too close to me. It might go off, you see.
You're a real good friend.
I borrowed your car last night.
You brought it back all right. Smashed from end to end.
I may have had a crash, but I filled it up with gas.
You're a real good friend.
You can't beat me, boy. I told some folks the facts about your income tax.
Now, you're a real good friend. But who did you tell it to?
Internal Revenue.
Now, you're a real good friend. If I should ever be governor of Tennessee, I'll prove my friendship then.
Oh, what will you do for me?
Dog catcher, you will be.
You're a real good friend. I recorded a song you wrote. I sang it note for note.
Well, thanks, my real good friend.
I think it will be a hit, so I put my name on it.
Now, you're a real good friend. Let's sing a sweet duet. We'll make a team, I bet. Let our voices blend. I'll sing the melody.
I'll sing the harmony.
'Cause we're both real good friends.
Bringing back the nickel soda pop, that's me, Jason Kirkman, and you're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Never had a barrel full of money. Never had a ruby red ring. All I ever had was you, dear, to sit and listen to me sing. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues. Some folks, they got barrels full of money, drive around in a big Cadillac. All I ever had was you, dear, to sit around and scratch my back. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues. Some say the blues are sorrowful, some say the blues are sad. Every time I sing them blues to you, they come out feeling glad. I got them blues, them empty pockets blue. Money, 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 when will I make the grade? I'm so broke that a dollar bill looks as big as a window shade. So don't waste your money on a ruby red ring. Don't waste it on a big Cadillac. Give it all to your own little girl to fix your dinner and scratch your back. I got them blues, them empty pockets blues.
Now, I'll bet you thought that was Pat Boone, but it wasn't. It was Pernell Roberts, and you remember him as Adam Cartwright on Bonanza. Here's one by a guy that played his little brother, Joe Cartwright, played by Michael Landon. Here's an old song he did called Give Me a Little Kiss.
Gonna miss. Come on, huh? Pretty little baby, why do you refuse? Come on, pretty baby, what you got to lose? Oh, give me a little squeeze. Come on, please. Anything you ask. take you for a little ride where we can be alone. Once you kiss me, you will never think of walking home. Oh, give me a little kiss. Come on, please, and I'll give it right back to you. Between a fella and his girl, give me a little kiss. Come on, please, and I'll give it right back to you. And I'll give it right back to you.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more luck I have." Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with Mama Don't Allow It. Here's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with their take on an Elvis Presley hit, Jailhouse Rock. Here's Etta James with The Son of a Preacher Man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord knows he was.
Yes, he was.
I'd like to remind you to go out and have some fun today with your family. Make some memories. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
If you're ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. If you're ever down in Texas, look me up. Where the men are men and love it, and the gals are sure glad of it. So if you're ever down in Texas, look me up. Everybody's gonna holler, howdy do, howdy do. Everybody there'll be saying, how are you? We raise corn for hot tamales and grow dollies for the follies. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Ask anyone for Rusty, everybody knows of me. They'll tell you where I'm riding at, bar A, B, C, or D. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. We've got everything in Texas looking up. With the moonlight on the prairie and a gal that ain't contrary, there's a lot of fun in Texas, look me up. Ask anyone for Filsey, they'll tell you where I'm at. You'll find me down in Galveston with a box back coat and a Stetson hat. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up, look me up. We've got everything in Texas looking up. Am I right or Amarillo? Man, the state's a killer dilla. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Bronco bustin' takes some practice, or you wind up on a cactus. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Where the gals are good at figures and the cowboys quick on triggers. So if you ever down in Texas, look me up. Every gal's a raven beauty. Hip tie, tie, oh, tie, oh, dee. What I'm trying to get at is I can't wait to get down there again and hear this. It goes like this. Sure glad y'all come by. Don't y'all forget to come back now, you hear? Bye now. Bye. I'm gonna build a dopey palace for my Alice down in Dallas. So if you're ever down in Texas, look us up.
That was Phil Harris with If You're Ever Down in Texas. Here's Ricky Nelson with It's Late.
It's late,
it's late,
we gotta get on home. It's late,
it's late,
we've been
gone too long, too bad. We should have checked our time, can't phone. We done spent every dime, it's late. We're about to run out of gas, it's late.
It's late.
We gotta get home fast, can't speak. We're in a slowdown zone. Oh, baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, would have had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day. Look up, is that the moon we see? Can't be. Looks like the sun to me. Yeah,
it's late.
I hate to face you, Daddy, too bad. I know he's gonna be mad.
It's late.
We gotta get on home.
It's late.
We've been gone too long.
It's late.
We're about to run out of gas.
It's late.
It's late. We gotta get home fast.
Can't speak.
We're in a slowdown zone. Oh, baby, look at that clock. Why can't it be wrong? If we could have left home at a quarter to nine, would have had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day.
Look up.
Is that the moon we see?
Can't be.
Looks like the sun to me. Yeah,
it's late.
I hate to face you, Daddy.
Too bad.
I know he's gonna be mad.
It's late.
We gotta get on home.
It's late.
We've been gone too long.
It's late.
I wish there's some way I could do without some of these idiotic lawsuits. Talking about being responsible. Good gracious. Whenever an 80-year-old woman goes to McDonald's and buys a cup of hot coffee and comes back and sits down in her car and sticks the coffee between her legs. And she's driving the car with one hand and fumbling with the lid with the other. Spills the coffee on herself. Scalds herself. It's her fault. She sues McDonald's, and what happens? The price of mine and your hamburgers go up. I got 7 grandchildren. Them Happy Meals is killing me. I want to get a law passed that some judge or another can say, that's silly. You can't try that. But do like Europe does. You bring up a lawsuit in Europe, I understand if you lose, you pay their lawyer. That'd stop it. Ooh, you better believe that'd stop it.
A lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends I was passing by, that you're not sorry that you made me cry. Said I deserve just what I got. And if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got.
You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Ah, Pete Mitchell. And I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart.
We loved a little and we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got.
You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
That was Thanks a Lot by Ernest Tubb and Cal Smith. Let's get into some rock and roll right now with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Old Time Rock and Roll. I'd like to thank you for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show, and right now I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. I'd like to thank 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and also 97.5 FM, our sister station, out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Also, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans, proud to be first in Ritchie County out of Cairo, West Virginia. Also, AM 1290 in Vancouver, Washington. And then there's OldiesRadio88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, and Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona. Also, Q-Star Radio out of Kansas City and KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California. Also, WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. Also, Radio EZ and Retro Gold out of Seattle, Washington, and AM 1700 Radio Richmond in San Francisco. Also, AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR, both of those are out of Ringgold, Georgia. And Andrews Community Radio in Andrews, North Carolina. And also, The Music Player Yesterday in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much for carrying The Jason Kurtman Show.
There's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out of gadding the streets. For every day we live and breathe, you'll spend 100 years 6 feet deep. But there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Now some folks never go to church and laugh at folks that do. They tell you that they're living right, they live the golden rule. But let me tell you something, son, you'll never pass that gate. You better make it right with the law tonight. Don't gamble or hesitate, cause there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out again the streets. For every day we live and breathe, you spend 100 years 6 feet deep, cause there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Now I know a man, a very fine man, who likes to make it known that he never drinks or beats his wife and claims a heavenly home. But when they pass that plate around, he drops a nickel in. Well, that nickel won't buy no home on high. It makes the devil say amen.
For there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out of gadding the street. For every day you live and breathe, you spend 100 years 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down,
way down
than there is up walking around.
Lot more laying down than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep than there is out getting the street. For every day we live and breathe, we spend 100 years 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down than there is out walking around.
That was the third number by Phil Harris this hour, the third one and the final one, with There's a Lot More Laying Down. Here's Elvis Presley with Shopping Around.
You got the hug in his arms, the thrill in his eyes. You're just my style and you're just the right size. Don't stop, no, shopping around. I wanna stop shopping around, cause I found time. You touch my lips, took my little red book, and I tore it in bits. Ain't gonna be a surgeon no more. I wanna stop shopping around, cause I found the girl I'm looking for. Ain't no other dolly I'm a one to hold. Hey, hey, baby, I really am sold on you. Such a pretty little package I never did see. Gonna wrap you up and take you home with me. I'm thrilled like never before. pretty little package I never did see. Gonna wrap you up and take you home with me. I'm thrilled like never before. I wanna stop shopping around, cause I find the girl I'm looking for. I'm gonna stop shopping around. I'm gonna stop shopping around. I'm gonna stop shopping around.
Be sure to go to my website, jasonkurtman.com, and check out all of the stations that carry the Jason Kurtman Show. You can do that there on the homepage. Go to the upper left side and click on all the links to all the radio stations that carry the program. While you're there, sign the guest book or send me an email. Let me know you enjoy the Jason Kurtman Show.
Yeah, yeah. Here we come. Well, I remember when I was just children, a time when people used to treat their neighbors like a fellow man. Them all day singing and them big prayer meeting. When a man was proud to walk up, he'd shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good time. Talk about the good time. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor helped lift your burdens. Oh, and the simple joys of life your friends would share. But the times are harder and the people are changing. Today most folks couldn't tell you who their next door neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is more old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah. Preaching, son. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, my old granddaddy, God rest his soul now. The day he died, he said, son, this world is so full of hate and venom that I can't wait to leave this old place and rest on the other side. Cause you talk about a good time, talk about a good time. Well, I'm gonna see all the friends I knew in the good old days. We'll have a big handshaking, sit and talk together, sit down by the River Jordan, sing our scares away. Talk about a good time. Talk about a good time. Talk about a good time. Yeah.
That was Jerry Reed with Talk About the Good Times. Here's a real, real old one. Chuck Willis with Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music got a beat that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Cause I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. Yes, I will do my homework, clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash those dishes, I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to hang up my rock and roll shoes. Because my feet start moving every time I hear those blues.
said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay. I don't want to
suit up,
hang up my rock and roll shoes.
Suit up, suit up,
because I get that feeling for every time I hear the blues.
Suit up, suit up,
because my feet start moving every time I hear the blues.
Suit up, suit up, suit up, suit up.
Okay, folks, I've got a real treat for you now. Most of you know that Buddy Ebsen was the first actor to start in the production of The Wizard of Oz as the Tin Man. But he was allergic to the makeup, he got sick, and he had to be replaced. Well, there's a recording of him singing If I Only Had a Heart from when they were starting the pre-production of The Wizard of Oz. Folks, I've got that recording. I'm going to play it now. This is a real treat. Buddy Ebsen with If I Only Had a Heart.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental concerning love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy that shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony, above a boy sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
You've been listening to the Jason Kirtman Show. I want to leave you with some memories from your teenage years. Here's Eddie Cochran with Teenage Heaven.
I own a house with a pool, shorter hours in school, and a room with my own private phone. I wanted to stay up all night, see the big city lights, no more trouble. Yeah, man, that's a heaven to me. Heaven.